I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, October 13. Coming up, IMF reaches staff-level agreement with Jamaica on three-year precautionary standby arrangement, United States Embassy to partner with Jamaica to curb financial crimes, and Education Ministry to waive fees for students sitting City and Guilds mathematics and English language exams. The details after the break.
You may apply for legal aid at the Kingston or Montego Bay Legal Aid Clinics, the Norman Manley Law School Legal Aid Clinic, or the Legal Aid Council. You may also inform the judge or magistrate in your matter that you require an attorney at law to represent you. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 948-4861 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm for further information. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Now the news. The government of Jamaica has reached a staff-level agreement with the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, on a new economic program for the country. This will be followed by a 36-month standby arrangement with the IMF, giving the country potential access to about $1.7 billion. The team, led by Director of the IMF's Western Hemisphere Department, Alejandro Werner, says the commitment of the IMF's resources is a firm vote of confidence in Jamaica. The proposed agreement has since gone to the IMF's Executive Board for approval, and if endorsed, $430 million will be immediately available to the government. The IMF has also highlighted what it says is Jamaica's commendable progress in its economic reform program over the past 3.5 years, which included fiscal discipline and proactive debt management, which helped reduce public debt by more than 25% of GDP. The IMF team was in Jamaica from September 21 to 30 to conduct talks on the new economic program. The Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, says Jamaica is on track to pass the International Monetary Fund's assessment of the country's economic performance for the July to September quarter. Co-chair of EPOC, Richard Biles, says Jamaica has already passed several of the performance targets, noting that the Net International Reserves, NIR, for September is at $2.46 billion, compared to the IMF target of $1.86 billion. The primary balance as at August is $41.7 billion compared to the target of $17 billion, and tax revenues are $9.2 billion ahead of target.
The NIR has met it, we know that. The primary balance is so strong that it is very unlikely that we won't meet that. And we have met all of the structural benchmarks for the quarter, including those for September. So I think that when the IMF staff comes in November, it will be, I expect that we will get a nod from them.
Mr. Biles was speaking at the monthly EPOC press briefing Thursday. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the ministry will provide full payment for registration and examination fees for students sitting the City and Guilds Mathematics and English Language Stage 2 and 3 examinations. Minister Reid made the announcement at a post-cabinet press briefing Wednesday.
The Overseas Examination Commission has agreed to our request to waive these fees to the tune of approximately $23 million as part of their own partnership and contribution to the development of our students and our country.
The Education Minister adds that the Jamaica Public Service JPS Foundation will pay the Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC fees for students sitting electrical and electronic technology subjects. And United States Ambassador to Jamaica Luis Moreno says the U.S. mission in Jamaica is working closely with local stakeholders to curb financial crimes and boost regulatory compliance of financial institutions. This in response to the threat of international correspondent banks cutting ties with local and regional financial institutions in a move to eliminate the risk of crimes such as money laundering, fraud, and terrorism financing. Mr. Moreno notes that the U.S. Embassy has offered training in best practices to law enforcement, prosecutors, and other stakeholders on how to combat financial crimes. As such, he says the embassy is seeking to help local partners build capacity, increase transparency, and comply with the regulatory framework of the United States.
We have mutual interest in fighting this scourge. We are partners in this effort. Together, through more dialogue and action, we can combat money laundering and the financing of terrorism without sacrificing the important correspondent banking relationships.
Mr. Moreno was addressing the 5th Anti-Money Laundering Counter-Financing of Terrorism Conference in Kingston earlier this week. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.